Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky joins us. Mike, we should be at the fair today.
Indeed, we should, Steve. There's a lot of county fairs across the state and nation that are hurting because they've been canceled or significantly scaled back. And it's a very important fabric of our culture and our country. And I feel sorry for all those who spend their many months every year preparing for the fair and then not being able to accomplish it this year. So it's a bit of a sad day.
I hate to disappoint you, but this isn't Steve.
I didn't say Steve, did I?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Well,
that's
it
all
sure
right.
Didn't sound like Steve.
No.
Forgive me for that.
No, that's fine.
Oh, boy.
That's fine.
You sound like you have a lot of energy in your voice. That's good.
There you go. You met with the Secretary of State. Anything come out of that meeting, Mike?
It was a very good meeting, and I complimented her and her staff. I mean, this election cycle was fraught with concern because of the enormous numbers of absentee ballots that were requested and submitted. But for a few very specific locations, it pretty much went off without much problem. Her biggest concern, and one I share, but I don't know that we have a agreed-upon solution yet, is, you know, those ballots. Because I think we've now turned the corner and people are going to be using the absentee ballot process more and more. Those mm-hmm. ballots that are mailed but not received by Election Day, you know, what do you do with those? And that is her primary concern right now. And as I mentioned a moment ago, that I don't think we've landed on what I consider to be a solution that maintains the integrity of the process. But it's something that we can work on together.
Should that be, obviously, if you're going to mail them in, you have to allow yourself time to mail them in. But if there's an issue with the delivery service, is that where you have a problem?
Yeah. I don't want to throw our friends at the United States Postal Service under the bus, but I've personally experienced some serious, serious delays in receiving packages and communication and mail that, you know, days later than what was normally expected. And so there's a problem, a chronic problem across our nation and the Postal Service. And there are even people now who refuse to mail things because of fear of getting them lost or their delay in delivery. And so that is a problem that, you know, the federal government needs to address promptly.
Mm-hmm. And you've got a guy in there running it that has really he's a businessman, but has no postal experience.
I don't think you need postal experience. You need to have organizational experience and be a problem solver. I don't know the fellow that's currently running it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that maybe some of the problems are within the ranks of folks who are disappointed in something. I really don't know, and so I'm not going to speculate. But our Postal Service has been one of the miracles to me. It's always been a miracle to me how you can stick a stamp on something and put it in a mail and it gets to its destination in a relatively short period of time.
Right.
But that predictability has gone away now, and so I hope that we don't just ignore it. That's for sure.
So what are you working on this week, Mike?
We are having a uniquely scheduled session day for the House and the Senate on Saturday, August 15th this mm-hmm. year, this coming Saturday, for the sole purpose of hopefully, as long as the negotiations continue to track like they've been, pass a series of bills that provide some clarity and certainty to schools and so they can continue to execute their startup plans. It's been negotiated in a very robust way between the chambers and the governor's office, I'm happy to report. And I don't want to jinx us, but this could be another example of if we actually are allowed to work together, we could actually accomplish some good things. Meanwhile, you know, we're ramping up our efforts to start working on the budget for this coming year, This week is also an important week because another revenue estimating conference is going to occur. And basically what that's going to do is determine whether or not the May estimates for revenue were accurate and if they need to be adjusted before we, you know, roll our sleeves up and start trying to work out a budget for the coming year. Regardless, it's still going to be a very challenging process. There's going to be a lot of adjustments made that are going to affect people, especially since it looks like the federal government is going to be reluctant to make any changes or make any additional significant investments into the state,
right.
Which, frankly, I generally agree with because I think we need to learn to live within our means. Some states have crippled their economies, like Michigan, based on the actions taken. And we just need to suffer through it for a cycle or two until the economy gets back on track. I don't think that the answer should be to default to continuing to print money and bury our future generations in even more enormous debt. So the only thing that I would support from the federal government would be potentially some very strategic targeted money for safety equipment for schools. I think I could probably get behind something like that. But other than that, I'm not dismayed that they're slowly responding. And I also think that the executive orders that the President Trump signed are probably going to be challenged, in a rather robust way. And so there's a lot of that story that's yet to be written.
Yeah, you told Skubik that you're not one to sign any pledges. Of course, he takes that. He enjoys that. He runs with that. And
go for it.
Had an interesting story today. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see. I haven't heard his story today.
Oh,
but,
okay.
I learned a long time ago that you don't sign pledges like that because you simply do not know what might happen in the future that may have to cause you to have to go back on them.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has to guess about my personal record on taxes because every chance we get we ratchet them back. So, but he tried to catch me and bait me on that one. But that's typical Tim. I enjoy him. Mm-hmm. I enjoy him.
Mike, are you surprised? What's your thinking on the schools coming back? It looks like it's a mixed bag of hybrid, and then it looks like the bigger districts are going 100% virtual, the big districts.
I continue to be proud and brag about the school districts in Jackson County. To my knowledge, none of them have reported exclusive online plans for the fall. And you are correct. Many larger districts across the state have already defaulted to that. I'm dismayed by that. I understand that that may be an option that some parents choose to desire.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe all parents. Frankly, I don't even believe most parents want their kids to be educated strictly online. I do believe, and I continue to say this, though, that if there's a silver lining anywhere in what we've experienced with the combination of COVID and education, is that I think we're going to end up seeing some pretty interesting developments in technology to provide individualized education plans for each student right down to the most granular level and be able to track those and be able to adjust. I think teachers are going to be able to refine their plans, not just for the classroom, but to each individual student. And I think we're going to find some stars, find some real stars in that process. And I have great confidence that there'll be some bumps in the road when schools start up this fall. Hunt has already started, as you know, and they're rocking and rolling it, over there at Hunt. There'll be some bumps in the road, but I think I'm pretty confident that our leadership in Jackson County in particular are going to be able to, navigate this pathway and, get a good start. And let's just hope that there's not too many more big surprises and people get back to some kind of routine.
Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey. Mike, appreciate the visit.
You too, sir, and I will talk to you next Tuesday.
Yeah, take care.
Thanks.